The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach Vav, Hilchos Iska, Sif Aleph to Sif Vav. Sif Aleph. Hanoisin l'chaveru mois, she's asik behen. If someone gives his friend money so that he should do business with it, v'arevach yeh l'chatzayin, and they'll split the profits. One person will give the capital, the second person will actually be the acting partner in doing the work, and they'll split the profits. V'gama hefsid yeh al shneim b'shaveh, and as well, if chalila there are any losses, they'll also split them evenly. Zeh nikra iska v'asar. This is called iska, and the way we just set it up, that transaction would be asar. Why? V'mnei kachetzi mimois elu hum milve b'yana makabel. Because what's going on? If they're splitting the profits or splitting the loss, really, half the money that's being given, let's say Reuven gives Shimon $1,000, so $500 of that is really a loan from Reuven to Shimon. Why? Sharehu b'achrayas shaloi, because the achrayas of that $500 is on Shimon. Hu naitas harevach, and Shimon, he's getting all the profits that $500 makes. V'gam ha'hevsed alav, and he's also going to suffer all losses that $500 loses. V'achaytzi hu pikodnet shaloi. And the other half, the other $500, is really a deposit that Reuven is giving to Shimon. It's really Reuven's money, and Shimon is just taking it and using it for business, but it's Reuven's money, and the profit and loss belongs to Reuven on that section. Sharehu b'achrayas hanoisin, because on that $500, it's Reuven is the one who's taking the risk. And Reuven is taking the profit from that half of the money, from the money that he's giving as a deposit. And the same thing as well. If there's a loss, he's suffering the loss on that $500. So again, Reuven's giving $1,000 to Shimon. $500 he's giving to Shimon is a loan to Shimon, interest-free. And Shimon now has $500 and he can do business with it. And Reuven is also giving to Shimon $500 of his own money that Shimon should do business with Reuven's $500. And Reuven will make the profit or loss on that $500. So therefore, when it's all put collectively, Reuven is giving $1,000 and they're splitting the profits and splitting the losses. And that's a problem in our case. Why? And Shimon, who is doing work and investing the $500 that belongs to Reuven, that was given as a deposit, why is Shimon working to invest Reuven's $500? It's only because that Reuven gave him a loan for $500. Rabbi Ribbis V'Yosan, that's Ribbis and it's Usser. If someone went to Shimon off the street and said, here's $1,000 of my money, I want you to work all day long trying to buy and sell merchandise, and you're going to give me all the profit, obviously Shimon wouldn't be interested. So when Reuven gave him $500 and said, okay, invest it on my behalf and give me the profit on it, why is Shimon expending efforts for Reuven's $500? Obviously, in our case, it's only because Reuven lent $500 to Shimon, so Shimon will have the opportunity himself to make money for himself with that $500. So, as we said, if Reuven's lending $500 to Shimon, so Shimon's only allowed to give back $500. If Shimon's giving $500 back, plus he's providing free investment services, that's ribbis. He's being required to do something more than what he received. However, there's a heter for this. Am I noisin noisin la makabel ezeschar b'shvil ha'amel v'atayach shum esasik b'chalkoi? If Reuven will give Shimon a wage, a payment for the work that Shimon is doing to invest his money, that's okay because now he's not doing it for free; he's getting paid for it. V'yesh liktzaitz ashiitein loy miyad b'shas nesinas ha'moyischari, and this wage should be given, either it should be set what the amount is initially when they're doing this transaction, or it should be given immediately at the time when the money is given over. And it's sufficient even if that is a small amount of money, as long as you're paying something for the fact that Shimon is working to invest Reuven's money, that's sufficient, and that takes away the ribis in the transaction that's called Isco, which is already a concept mentioned in the Gemara. Now we're going to go to the next step. Sif Beis. Yechaylin lahasnais shlo yehe amakabel neman loyma shehif sid min akerin kim al pi edim kshayim. Reuven can make an agreement with Shimon that Shimon, the receiver of the funds, is not believed to say that he lost from the principal unless he brings two kosher witnesses who saw that there was a loss with the money. Valarevach, and in terms of the profits, lo yehe neman kim b'shvur. Shimon will not be believed unless he makes a shvur. So whenever you have two partners, one who's investing and the other one who's the acting partner, so the investor has no idea as to the truth of the profit or loss of the business. He's relying fully on the acting partner. So al pi shulchan aruch, there's something called the shvuas hashutfin, that the partner who's the investing partner can require the partner who's the acting partner to make a shvua as to what the profits were. So let's say Reuven gave $1,000 to Shimon. They're supposed to split the profits. It was a 30-day deal. And now at the end of 30 days, Reuven says, okay, Shimon, 30 days is up. I'd like my $500 loan back of the $1,000 I gave you, plus the other $500 that I gave you as a pikadon to invest on my behalf. I'd like that back, plus whatever profits there were. And now, let's say Shimon says, okay, great. Here's the $500 loan that I gave you, that you gave me. Here's that money back. And on the $500 deposit, well, you know what? The whole business together made $100, and you're a 50% partner. So your $500 made $50 profit. So here's $550 of profit. Now, Reuven could say, well, Shimon, how do I know that the whole business then only made $100? Maybe it made $200. Maybe it made $300. I want you to make a shvua, and that will suffice for me to believe that there was only a $50 profit. So since al pi shulchan aruch, Reuven has that right to make Shimon make a shvua. And the way it's set up, for certain reasons, is that when it comes to a loss, Shimon is required to bring witnesses that there was a loss. So let's say Reuven, again, he gave the $1,000 to Shimon, $500 was a loan, $500 was Reuven's own money, which Shimon is supposed to invest together and make a profit on. And now, 30 days comes later, and Reuven says to Shimon, okay, I'd like my $1,000 back. $500 was a loan, plus $500 for the investment, plus whatever the money made. And Shimon says, bad news, the business as a whole lost $100. So we started with $1,000, we only have $900 in the end. Now, $500 I have to give you as a loan. It was a loan, so I have to give you that back. So here's $500 back. And now, since the business lost $100, so since we're 50-50 partners on the loss, so your $500 portion lost $50, so I'm giving you back $450 for your part of your investment. Now, that means also that Shimon's taking $50 out of his own pocket, and because he lost that money also. So when he paid back $500, it was really the $450 that remained plus $50 out of his pocket. But in any case, at this point, Reuven's very upset. We were supposed to make money on the deal, and now you're telling me that we lost $50 on my $500. I'm not happy. I want you to bring two kosher witnesses who witnessed all the buying and selling transactions that were done, and they can testify that indeed there was a $100 loss on the overall business, and therefore I lost $50. Now, Sif Gimel is going to bring to what's called the Heta Iska. That's the next step in the progression of how this transaction is being set up. Sif Gimel. Gam yecholin lahasnais shabrerihi biyana makabo. They could also make a condition that it is the receiver's ability, a choice, meaning that Shimon can choose at his will, shim yetze loseis lanoisen kach v'kach ba'ad chelkoi harevach shaloi tehei v'shus biyadai. That if Shimon wishes, he can give Reuven a certain percentage profit for his profit. And any additional profit will be kept by Shimon. So again, Reuven He's investing his $500 and giving Shimon a $500 loan, so for a total of $1,000. And they made an agreement that if there's profits, Shimon has to swear as to what the profits were. If there was a loss, Shimon has to bring witnesses to prove that indeed there was a loss. And now we have a third condition. The third condition is that Reuven says to Shimon, you know what? I'm happy with, let's say, a 10% return. And if you give me a 10% return, so then I'll let you keep anything above that. So if Shimon took $1,000 and it turned into $1,100 at the end of the period that they discussed. So now, that's a 10% profit. So then Shimon would keep his $550, which is $550 profit, and give the $500 back, the loan back to Reuven. And he'd give also Reuven $550, which is his $500 principal plus the $50 profit. But let's say Shimon made a $300 profit on that $1,000. So he just made a condition in advance that all Shimon has to do is give Reuven 10% profit or the $50. And the balance, Shimon gets to keep himself. And this is a correct way. Because Shimon, he's not going to be interested in making a shvuah. People don't like to make a shvuah. A shvuah is a very serious thing. So he'd rather give Reuven a fixed sum and keep the extra profit and not have to make a shvuah. And this is the transaction of Heta Iska as is accustomed to us. So again, they're making a condition that Reuven is saying that Shimon could choose at the time, at the end of the period of that loan and business transaction. Shimon could choose either bring witnesses if there was a loss, or make a shvuah as to what the profits are, or if you want, if you give me 10% profit, meaning you pay me 10% on the money, so then I'll release you from the burden of proof of making the shvuah or bringing the witnesses. So even if Shimon makes an accounting and he sees that he really didn't profit, or he really realizes that the business lost, so if there was no profits, he's not supposed to be paying anything to Reuven. Nevertheless, he's allowed to give Reuven, the investor, the principal, plus the profit, shekatzu, that they set in advance, they named amongst them as to what the fee would be. V'ein kan shum iser, there's no iser. The kivin sheyesh olav chiyuv shvuah, because since Shimon has an obligation to make a shvuah, yachal lifter satzmai b'mamaynai min hashvuah. He's allowed to pay to buy himself out of that making that shvuah. So to sum it up, a heta iska is changing the transaction from that of being ribis to that of being a fee to be released from the burden of proof or shvuah. So rather, now that Reuven is lending Shimon $1,000 and is $500 a loan, $500 a deposit, and now Reuven's getting the profit on that, instead of that, Reuven is basically saying, if you give me 10% on my money, so then you won't have to make a shvuah, and I'll release you from your burden of proof. So now, when Shimon gives Reuven 10%, that's not profit. It's not ribis, because it's not required. It's something he has to give based on the loan. It's a payment to release Shimon from the shvuah and from the fee. So again, it walks like ribis and talks like ribis, because basically Reuven's giving $1,000. He's giving back whatever it is, you know, $1,050, $1,100, whatever rate of interest that was set to be, he's getting that back. But it makes sense for him to get it back, and that's what Shimon is going to be motivated to do. However, it's not ribis, because ribis is when you're paying for the fact that the money was borrowed. Over here, you're not paying for the fact that the money was borrowed. You're paying to get yourself out of the burden of proof that you're required to make. Sif Talid.
So
So, however, for Shimon to require himself that he's going to pay Reuven a certain percentage regardless of what happens, the Choloifin, Zel Asa, that's Asa. Alasach Shiela Makabla Breira. The receiver of the funds, Shimon, has to have the ability, comes the end of the day, to either bring the burdens of proof or make the shvuah, or to pay the release fee. He cannot set it up that Shimon is required to pay the release fee regardless, because then that would be ribbis. He's forced to pay it. The only reason, the only heter is because he's not paying for the use of the funds, he's paying as a release fee. But that has to be something that occurs only after, at the end of the time, and Shimon has the ability to either make the shvuah or pay for the release. If he's required to pay, it's not a release fee. Sifhei. Nasan lay iskalsman. So if they set a certain time period for this transaction, how long is the money going to be invested for? And now it says Shimon was supposed to pay everything back in 30 days, but there were delays, and now Shimon's still holding on to the money. Shimon has to pay for the profits that extended beyond the 30-day initial period. Because we assume that the money was in his hands and continued to stay so based on the original agreement. So if, let's say, it was supposed to be 1 month and it was supposed to be a 10% profit, if Shimon keeps the money for an extra month and now it's 2 months, so he has to pay the profit for the second month, or, in our examples, if he wants to release himself from the Shvuah, he's going to have to pay for 2 months, he's going to have to pay double the amount to release himself from the Shvuah, because we're assuming that he's going to be making more money as, you know, each month. When we come welcome, nevertheless, Toiv Yoise Lichtoiv Tekef B'sech Hashtar Iska Shim Shawa Amois Eitzal Makabal Achazman. It's better to write in the Het Iska that if, for some reason, the money should stay in the hands of the receiver after the designated time, Yagam came B'tanayzeh, it should also be under the same conditions, under the same profit and Shvur release fee rates. Nusach Vav. So now the Kitzur Shalach is going to give us a sample document. Well, let's read through it. I, the undersigned, agree, admit, that I received from Reuven Horowitz from Ungvar Sach Meir Zehuvin, $100, we'll call it, 100 golden pieces, Betayas Iska, as Iska, Lachatzi Shana, for a half a year period, that's the due date. Miyayim Dilmata, from the day written below. V'schayavti es atzmi, and I obligate myself, shekol schoya toiva shetei nira be'enai, any good business deals that I see, shehayayisa kroiva leharviach boi, that I find that are very likely to profit from. M'chuyav ani liknois ba'at sacha nizka le'el. I'm required to buy for with that $100 that we mentioned, the heim koyim lam oisi, and these, that this money from the iska, this $100, that gets invested first into the best deal that's available. I can't take my own money invested. I have to take this iska money, this joint money, and invest that in the best deal that I see. The chol arevach sheitein Hashem liyadi me'oisischaya, and all the profit that Hashem should give me from that business transaction, ye mechza arevach li v'mechza l'Rav Reuven and iska la'el. Half will belong to me, and half will belong to the investor, Rav Reuven Horowitz. V'chein chas v'sholom ha'hesed u'chelik ha'chelik. And so too, if there's a loss, chalila, it also is split 50-50. U'miyad l'acha kalois chatzi sholom yom dolmata, and immediately after 6 months from the date below, ani mechuyiv l'hachzi l'Rav Reuven anizka le'el ha'sakaren, I have to give back Reuven the principal, v'gam chatzi revach, and also half the profits, sholoi, that belong to him. Here's the key, the condition. I will not be believed to say that I lost. Only if I produce two kosher witnesses who can testify to that fact. And when it comes to the prophet, I will only be believed if I make a shvua as to what my profit amount was. V'ulam, however, t'nai hoya beinenu, there was a condition amongst us, shim etz elitein loy ba'ad chelek harevach sholoy asar zuhuvim, if I want to give Rav Uvein $10, 10 golden pieces for his share of the profits, azay ein loy alay shum tviya. So then, Uvein doesn't have, Mr. Horowitz doesn't have any other claims against me, because I get to keep anything above that. If he said he'll accept 10 pieces and I could keep the rest. Even if it'll be determined that there was a tremendous amount of profit, Reuven agreed that he'll be satisfied with the $100 and I won't have to make my shvua or bring any proof, burden of proof. And even after the due date comes, the Baal Ashtar, Reuven, is believed. And all the time that I do not return the funds, Haniskalel, that's mentioned earlier, they shall be in my hands according to the terms of Iska, as was mentioned earlier. And I received my wage for doing this investment. Shimon Eisenstadt, Ungvar Chofchas Shvat, Tofer Shlamet Aleph, the Pat Cotton, Befaneinu Edim, signed before his witnesses, Levi Bluestein and Yehuda Hochberger. Now, even though in this Heta Iska, they said the profit would be 10 pieces on a deal of 100, meaning 10%, in the Heta Iska, you can write whatever the Schar Pshara that it's called, the release fee, that could be written in any which way or formula that you would like. So if, let's say, someone is lending someone money and he just wants to be reimbursed as to what the bank is charging him on his home equity line of credit in order that he should have funds to lend to the other person. So instead of saying that he has to pay $10 on the 100, he could say that he has to pay whatever the bank would charge me for my HELOC, that's the amount or that the other person has to pay. Or if, let's say, the person had their money in a savings account and they are lending it out and they want to get that, they want to get reimbursed for the money that they are losing on the interest, that the bank money is not in the bank in the savings account, they could do a Heta Iska, and the Heta Iska would say that the price that has to be paid in order to get rid of the shvu and the burden of proof will be equal to the rate of interest that such and such a bank is paying on their savings accounts. You could put any formula that you'd like in the calculation for what the release fee should be. Kol Tov.